Chester, who is temporarily in charge of the Holyoke schools until a permanent receiver is named, is expected to meet with administrators, teachers, and students at Holyoke High School. There are many questions about the road ahead for the Holyoke schools. Only one other time has an entire school district been placed in receivership in Massachusetts, a state with a proud tradition of local control of the public schools. Chester, who for months made the case for the state takeover in Holyoke, with what seemed at times like piling on with a litany of grim statistics about reading abilities and graduation rates, is now trying to persuade people that receivership is not a punishment or a black mark.
This is an opportunity for the city, and I want to make sure that that people on the ground in Holyoke see it as an opportunity, because that's the reason we're there, to give students in Holyoke a better chance.
He has promised there will be no mass firings of teachers and administrators.
We're not looking to move them out, we're looking to engage them in the process. But this is going to take a complete restructuring of how we do school in Holyoke. Business as usual is not going to get us better results.
Chester plans to appoint the permanent receiver for the Holyoke schools within 2 months.
We're doing our homework. We're talking to individuals who have the kind of track record that would put them in a position to be successful in this role. And there is a lot of interest. There's a lot of interest in being in Massachusetts, both from Massachusetts educators and from outside the state, and a lot of interest in this particular assignment.
State control of the Holyoke schools is open-ended. The Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, which voted 8-3 Tuesday to put the schools in receivership, will decide when to return the system to local control. The Lawrence Public Schools were put in receivership 4 years ago. Barbara Mattaloni, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, criticized the board's vote to have the state take over the Holyoke schools.
This is actually about protecting democracy and public schools as foundational to democracy. Public schools are the place where we grow our democracy. They need to be democratic institutions. They need to be controlled by a democratically elected school board. The voice of the community, the voice of the educators has to be all part of what makes our schools.
The top education official in the Baker administration, Education Secretary James Pizer, who's a nationally known advocate for charter schools, endorsed the receivership decision.
This is a situation where additional resources, additional capacity, a deeper partnership with the state is the best way to ensure that those students are going to get the best opportunity that they have to transform their lives. So what we're talking about here is creating the conditions in which Holyoke can succeed, and for that there's really no reason to wait.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, who graduated from Holyoke High School just 4 years before becoming the city's youngest ever mayor in 2012, agreed with the assessment that the Holyoke schools had hit rock bottom, but he said he opposed receivership. Morse said he plans to serve on a local advisory board that will work with the receiver.
I understand there's a lot of fear, confusion, and unknown, and I think it's our job as elected and appointed community leaders to educate the public as to how they can help in this process.
The night before the vote to put the schools into receivership, the State Education Board held a four-hour public hearing in Holyoke where more than 60 people spoke, most in opposition to the state takeover. There was a march and rally outside the hearing venue by labor union leaders and worker rights advocates opposed to losing local control of the Holyoke school. Activists calling themselves Reclaim Our Schools are planning to rally outside Holyoke High School Friday afternoon to coincide with Chester's scheduled visit there. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.